91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before, and I found that love was more than just holding hands. If I give my heart to you, I must be sure from the very start that you would love me more than her. If I trust in you, oh please don't run and hide. If I love you too, oh please don't hurt my pride like her. 'Cause I couldn't stand the pain, and I would be sad if our new love was in vain. So I hope you see that I would love to love you, and that she will cry when she learns we are two. 'Cause I couldn't stand the pain, and I would be sad if our new love was in vain. So I hope you see that I would love to love you, and that she will cry when she learns we are two. If I fell in love with you,
that was the Beatles with If I Fell from A Hard Day's Night. Hey, this is The Cavern on 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, and I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we are paying tribute to Phil Everly, not just Phil, but Don and Phil, the Everly brothers, because as you must know by now, we lost Phil this past Friday. And of course, there's been tributes all over the radio. Just about every station is going to play a Phil Everly tribute, and you know, plenty of Everly brothers music. But because there was a direct connection between the Everly Brothers and the Beatles, they were a very, very big influence on the Beatles, especially on the vocal harmonies of John and Paul. So, you know, we're probably familiar with the fact that, you know, they were influenced by Elvis, Chuck Berry, Little Richard, Carl Perkins, all those rock and roll guys, as well as dance hall music and all that kind of stuff. Sometimes we forget how much they were influenced by the Everly Brothers, especially when you listen to those songs with not just the great harmonies of all three of the boys, but, or, you know, I should say four, but especially those songs where it was just John and Paul singing. So we just heard If I Fell. Now, that was an Everly Brothers influence, but not in the usual way, because what the Everly Brothers were really known for was singing in what's called diatonic thirds, or thirds, to make it simple. In other words, they would sing a third apart, three notes apart, or, you know, two whole tones, whatever you want to call it. And either of the vocal lines could have been the lead vocal to the song, and it would have worked. Either Phil's higher part or Don's lower part. If there was nobody else singing, it would have sounded good. You would have got it. But they did this very, very different vocal arrangement. And years before that, you would hear more just like the lead singer singing, and everybody else would just be backing them up with oohs and ahs and, you know, answer, call and answer, stuff like that. But the Everly Brothers did it quite differently, and the Beatles picked up on that. John and Paul picked up on that. And If I Fell is unusual because they're not just singing a third apart. They're going, you know, they start out singing the same note, and then they're, you know, crossing over each other, and one's going down while the other's going up, which is something the Everly Brothers did once in a great while. We're going to hear it in the next song we're going to play. This is the Everly Brothers with Kathy's Clown. And this song was a direct influence on the Beatles when they composed Please Please Me and went from a Roy Orbison kind of a slow kind of ballad into a rock and roll number. And they had to figure out, what are we going to do with the vocals, with the harmonies? And it was a direct influence from Kathy's Clown. Listen to the vocals on Kathy's Clown and then listen to them on Please Please Me, how for a little while they stay on the same note and then they kind of separate from each other.
I die each time I hear.
And that's an old, old track of John Lennon with a sort of demo of him doing Kathy's Clown on the piano and vocals. And before that, at the beginning of that set, we heard the Everly Brothers with Kathy's Clown. And you can hear when they say, don't want your love. Well, I'm going to try to sing it. Don't. never mind. When they say the word love, that's kind of where they break off and they go back to the three, harmony and thirds. And so that was the idea that the Beatles latched onto when they created the song Please Please Me. So this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. Regina's laughing at me because I was actually going to try to sing, and I'm telling you I can't, and I guess you know that already. So anyway, lots of laughs here in the studio tonight. Hey, we have a trivia question that relates to the Beatles and the Everly Brothers, including, of course, Phil. So if you know the answer, if you want to give us a call at 908-852-4545, that's 908-852-4545, and you can win a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique if you're the first caller with the correct answer. And this is the question. What Wings song, written, of course, by Paul McCartney, referred to both Everly Brothers in the lyrics? 908-852-4545. Now we're just going to play some Everly Brothers for you. How does that sound?
Change your way, baby. Johnny is a joker. He's a bird. A very funny joker. He's a bird. But when he jokes my honey, he's a dog. His joking ain't so funny. What a dog. Johnny is a joker that's a trying to steal my baby. He's a bird dog. Johnny sings a love song like a bird. Sings the sweetest love song you ever heard. But when he sings to my gal, what a howl. To me he's just a wolf dog on the prowl. Johnny wants to fly away and puppy love my baby. He's a bird dog. Hey bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovey dove alone. Hey bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chicken little of your own. Johnny kissed the teacher, he's a bird. He tiptoed up to reach her, he's a bird. Well, he's a teacher's pet now, he's a dog. Well, he wants he can get now, what a dog. He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby. He's a bird dog. Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovey dove alone. Hey, bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey, bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chicken little of your own. He's a bird.
Whoa, whoa. That's the Everly Brothers, and they're singing "Oh Claudette" right now. So, what do we hear? We heard "When Will I Be Loved," "Gone, Gone, Gone," and "Bird Dog," and now we're hearing Claudette in the background. So, we have to take a little bit of a break, and we're going to come back with some more music.
Hi, I'm Amy, the Rock and Roll Doctor. Tune in Saturdays at 3 p.m. for your weekly dose of my musical elixir. Each week, I feature selections from emerging bands on the jam circuit, deep tracks from years past, the Vanessa Hatuna Spotlight, and more. That's the Weekend Jam with the Rock and Roll Doctor. Saturdays beginning at 3 p.m. on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org, where great music lives.
The Newton Theater, located on Spring Street in Newton, New Jersey, presenting live music and cultural events throughout the year. Coming to the Newton Theater on January 24th, the Big Apple Comedy Club. More information and tickets available at thenewtontheater.com or by phone 973-383-3700 for the Newton Theater.
Centenary Stage Company takes you on a musical journey from Moscow to Latin America with our January Jazz Fest. Hello, I'm Catherine Rust, inviting you to warm up with some hot jazz all month long. On Saturday, January 11th, it's Igor Butman's fabulous Moscow Jazz Orchestra featuring Alan Harris on vocals. Then, on January 18th, the Tizer Jazz Quartet, a 2011 nominee for Jazz Group of the Year. Wrapping up the Jazz Fest on January 25th, we journey south of the border with Sammy Figueroa and his Latin Jazz Explosion. For ticket information on January Jazz Fest, go to centenarystageco.org or call 908-979-0900. Don't miss our January Jazz Fest with an international spin on Saturdays at 8 p.m. at Centenary's Lackland Center.
So we're back here at 91.9 WNTI, and we are in the cavern here. We are doing the Everly Brothers today, and in honor of Phil Everly. So, okay. So, yeah, we got all kinds of commotion in the studio, all kinds of excitement. What we want to do now is we're showcasing the Everly Brothers, Don and especially Phil, but as they related to the Beatles. So we're going to play something from the Beatles live at the BBC. This is an Everly Brothers song that we'll play the Everly Brothers version of it afterwards, but this was only available to us once this Live at the BBC album came out.
They say that everyone... They say that everyone loves someone. So how come no one loves me? Well, if you wonder who the loneliest creatures in the world can be, well, they're the ugly duckling, the little black sheep, and me. They say that everyone
That was the Everly Brothers with So How Come No One Loves Me? And, of course, the Beatles covering that live at the BBC. And that's because we're paying tribute to Phil Everly, who we lost this past Friday, and they had a tremendous influence on the Beatles. And we are now going to play another song that came later in the Beatles' career on their last album, Let It Be, second to last recorded, but last one released while they were still a group, Two of Us. We're going to play it from the anthology album, though, because Paul actually gives a nod to Phil. Listen for it. He kind of says something to John at one point during the song.
Okay, what is there? You'll hear it, yeah. Just the first occasion you get.
I did with me thumb. Yeah.
Driving, not arriving on our postcards, writing letters on my wall. You and me burning matches, lifting latches on our way back home. Run away home, run away home, we're going.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Whoa, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging around. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool that's blind and just can't see. Whoa, lonesome me. I bet she's not like me. She's out in a fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to Z. Oh, lonesome me. Just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. Oh, lonesome me. Oh, lonesome me.
The stars above, and he's the reason. by happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry.
And that's John and Paul, the Beatles, actually, just kind of monkeying around with Bye Bye Love very casually during the Let It Be sessions. And you can hear in the background, obviously, it was George playing the bass on Two of Us. So that's the song that they were getting ready to do. They were rehearsing, recording, what have you. And during that time, John and Paul did a little tribute to the Everly Brothers there. And we started that set off with Two of Us, the song we were just talking about. And did you hear coming out of the first break, the first bridge, Paul say, "Take it, Phil"? Well, he's referring to Phil Everly, of course, which is a little bit unusual because Phil was the younger one and had the higher voice, actually. And in the Beatles, Paul usually sang the higher parts than John. And so when they did that that Everly Brothers kind of harmony on Two of Us, Paul actually sang the higher part. But in any event, he said, "Take it, Phil." And then we just heard a song, just another Everly Brothers song we throw in there, "Oh, Lonesome Me," highlighting their beautiful harmony in third. So now we're going to play Bye Bye Love from the Everly Brothers and follow that up with a very different version of it from George Harrison with some added lyrics.
I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy. I sure am blue. Was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. Bye bye, my love.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness.
That was George Harrison from his album Dark Horse. We heard Bye Bye Love, which of course is the Everly Brothers song written by the Bryces, but a little bit different. He added some lyrics. He did the chorus relatively faithfully, but then he added words that were referring to Patty Harrison and Old Clapper being Eric Clapton. And before that, we heard the Everly Brothers with Bye Bye Love, one of their classic songs. Huge, huge influence on the Beatles. And so we are celebrating the life of Phil Everly in particular, but Don as well, and the back and forth between the Everly Brothers and the Beatles. I'm here on The Cavern at 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. We're going to take a break and carry on with something from Paul McCartney, written for the Everly Brothers.
Hello, this is Helen Forster from E-Town. With us this week, the lovely and ethereal Jessica Hoop, plus the dynamic, brilliant power trio, Big Head Todd and the Monsters, and an award story that'll melt your heart. All this week in E-Town, Wednesdays at 9 p.m., right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
The Sherman Theater joins our members in supporting WNTI. The Sherman Theater presents Galactic, Sunday, February 9th at 8 p.m. Doors open at 7 p.m. The Sherman Theater is located on Main Street in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. More information available by phone, 570-420-2808, or online at shermantheater.com.
The public radio player from PRX is the only way to listen to WNTI in your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad, anywhere at any time. You can look at WNTI's upcoming schedule of programs, view updates from WNTI's Twitter account, and the best part, you can donate to WNTI safely and securely through the app. Visit WNTI.org for more information on the public radio player.
Okay, we are back here at 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and I'm your host, Gary Ault, of The Cavern, an hour of all things Beatles, and we're paying tribute to Phil Everly tonight and the Everly Brothers, their tremendous influence on the Beatles. And there was some back and forth. In fact, in 1984, there was a comeback album by the Everly Brothers called EB84, and on it, there was a song written by Paul McCartney specifically for the Everly Brothers. And so first we're going to hear Paul McCartney's demo that he did for them so that they could hear the song, and then we'll hear the Everly Brothers themselves, On the Wings of a Nightingale.
And when I love, I get a feeling like I'm traveling through the sky, on the wings of a nightingale. As I ride, my head is reeling, but I don't even wonder why. On the wings of a nightingale I fly, high above land and sea. I'll be thinking of you and me. Couldn't ask for a better place to be. Oh, I can feel something happening. Feeling that a journey has just begun. On the wings of a nightingale. If you like, we'll fly together to the land of eternal sun. On the wings of a nightingale of love. High above land and sea, I'll be thinking of. On the wings of a nightingale.
That was the Everly Brothers with the Paul McCartney song On the Wings of a Nightingale, written specifically for the Everly Brothers by Paul McCartney and given to them. So we heard the Paul McCartney demo before that that he gave to the Everly Brothers, and we heard their version from their comeback album EB84, Everly Brothers 84. So, hey, we have an answer to the trivia question, and let's see who got the question right. Lou from Lake Hopatcong. Right? Yes, Lou from Lake Hopatcong. Sorry about that, Lou. I forgot. But had the answer to the question, what Wings song written by Paul McCartney referenced both of the Everly Brothers in the lyrics? In fact, three times in the lyrics. And the song is Let Him In. So let's play it and listen for when Paul says Phil and Don.
Open the door let him in.
That was Wings with the Paul McCartney composition, Let Him In, which referenced Phil and Don in the chorus three times. So that was the answers to the trivia question. Another nod to the Everly Brothers. Hey, we're going to play another one. Hopefully we'll be able to get this all in. George Harrison did another Everly Brothers song, which was released on the album Early Takes Volume 1, which was a product of the Martin Scorsese film. What was the name of that film? Living in a Material World, I think it was called. I'm looking at Trevor, hoping he'll be able to tell me. But so we're gonna play that track from the George Harrison posthumous release, Early Takes Volume 1, Let It Be Me.
Take this heaven from one if you
So never leave me lonely. Tell me you love me only, and that you'll always let it be me. Each time we meet, love, I find. Without your sweetness, what would life be? So never leave me lonely. Tell me you love me only, and that you'll always let.
Yeah, that was the beautiful song by the Everly Brothers, Let It Be Me. And before that, we heard George Harrison with the same song. Hey, this is The Cavern 91.9. We've been paying tribute to the Everly Brothers all night with the passing of Phil. Their tremendous influence on the Beatles and the cross-pollination between those groups. 91.9, The Cavern, your host, Gary Ault. Have a good evening.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.
WNTI support comes from Toyota World of Newton, New Jersey. Located on Route 206, Toyota World has a selection of new and certified pre-owned Toyotas and Scions, including the Toyota Camry, Corolla, and the Scion FRS. Information on Toyota.